This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The words of Pope Francis to Friday's gathering of Italy's Movement for Life are resonating around the world as he thanked pro-life advocates for defending life against what he called an abominable crime. The Pope said the divorce between economics and morality creates an assault on the first and most fundamental right, the right to life. The nomination of Sylvia Matthews Burwell to replace pro-abortion HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius brings an influential leader of the Gates Foundation back to Washington, D.C. Sylvia Burwell has worked almost exclusively for pro-abortion candidates and organizations. Another woman has died after taking the dangerous RU486 abortion drug. Pro-life advocates say mifepristone and the off-label use of misoprostol often lead to strange and dangerous infections. 40 Days for Life is not only taking credit for nearly 500 babies saved, but in this recent set of campaigns, at least 88 abortion workers have had a change of heart and left their jobs. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, Population Research Institute is decrying U.S. aid to the East African nation of Tanzania for its extreme emphasis on controlling population and denial of funding for simple food and water. And a medical association is offering permission for doctors in Belgium to euthanize people without obtaining their consent. This has been Life News Radio.